Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Friday morning. Friday morning.
Oh, is it ever?
6:03, and we are so ready for the weekend, as many of you are. All next week, we are on vacation, special assignment.
Yeah, spring break. Yeah.
Bob Bishop. Chug. Bob Bishop's going to be filling in for us, so as he normally does, and he'll keep company throughout the entire next week. Yeah, spring break, you know.
Yes, I know. I know.
Why do we go on vacation during spring break?
I don't know. And the thing is, though, spring break is now, like, it's different everywhere. So there's really about a month where there's spring break going on. I know. I mean, we got it, I think, at Disneyland, Morty.
Yeah, we did.
You know? Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Unexpected, too.
I know. Yes. Exactly. Okay. Well, I know. We go to Disneyland, and I know we have that last pair of tickets to give, or a four-pack to give away today.
A little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, your final Disneyland four-pack. And then, before we wrap things up this morning, we will announce the grand prize winner.
Love it.
Of the Disneyland vacation. That means a two-night stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels. And 4 3-day, one park per day tickets for your family of four.
I'm so excited about this. I really am. But yeah, we go to Disneyland and it's like, oh my God, why is it so busy? Well, because it's Disneyland. That's why. There's no other reason. It's just Disneyland and it's busy.
Doesn't matter if it's spring.
No, it doesn't. But it doesn't.
One more day and that's all we need to get through. And we're going to do it. All right. Sunshine today. Going to be nice today and right through the weekend. Maybe a little windy tomorrow. High in the low to mid 70s all weekend long.
Great.
Should be perfect for tomorrow morning's Purple Stride event.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And if you want to donate or be a part of our team, you can still do that. Text the word purple to 702-739-9636. 49 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
You know, I failed to mention this yesterday, but they are leaving Las Vegas. I will tell you who it is.
All right, more on that and other stories. After this guy right here, you know, we announced his big concert.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yes. Phil Collins coming back to Las Vegas in the air tonight.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Donnie and Marie, they are calling it quits here in Las Vegas. Yeah, they will end their very long-running show in November. Now, I don't know who's coming in. They got some pretty big shoes to fill, that's for sure. Whoever is going to take their place.
I've never seen that show.
We need to get you in there to see that now. We really do.
Well, no, not now. Now that they don't care anymore.
I think they're going to have more fun now. I think they're going to have more fun now knowing that
they have nothing to lose.
That they're leaving. Yeah.
That started out as a 6-month run or something?
Yes.
When our friend Don Marandino was running the place over there.
They've been there for 12 years or something.
Like that.
It's such a fun show, too. It really is. But I know, like, Marie is doing shows. I mean, she's traveling again. And Donnie's also doing stuff. And then once in a while, they do stuff with their brothers. And you know, and she's got the whole, what is she, Jenny Craig?
Yeah.
She's Jenny Craig, right? I mean, they talk about people who didn't stop.
Right.
Man, gosh. Directors of Avengers Endgame. I know Morty will see this movie. They're trying to fake you out with the trailers so you don't actually know what's coming. I think this is really smart. Mm-hmm. Now, they say in some cases they're actually using a lot of shots that aren't even in the movie. And they're kind of manipulating scenes with CGI. They just want to maintain that element of surprise. And I think this is so smart because oftentimes you go to the movie and it's like, well, that was the best part.
Yeah.
You know, it was in the trailer. So
they even,
good for them.
They released the fake plot of the entire movie.
Yes.
And everyone started posting it.
Yeah, I know it. Good for them, man. It's brilliant. Brilliant. David Letterman was on Ellen yesterday. His new season of, and I can never remember the name. I'll give you the name of it. That show that he's doing. I need no introduction or
something like that.
Yeah, which is great. That starts shortly. He told Ellen that he probably should have retired earlier.
I stayed on television way too long. And I'll tell you what happened. It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things.
Good advice, man. Yeah. Really good advice, though. I always thought he was one of the best. That is my painfully deep take.
Boy, what a big night last night over at the Fortress.
I'll say.
T-Mobile Arena, the Knights shut out Winnipeg.
Yeah.
5-0 Subban providing the donuts for everybody who went to the game last night. So now we're only 5 points behind San Jose, which, by the way, was in L.A. playing the Kings.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Yeah.
But the highlight there was Will Ferrell.
Yes.
In the booth doing a little play-by-play with the Kings in San Jose.
Uh-oh. Well, that was not supposed to happen. I pulled for the team that I was announcing for.
Yes.
No, when it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity. Go, Kings! Go, Kings, go! Oh, no. Trip him. Trip, yes. Go, Kings, go!
All right, he cannot.
No, he doesn't.
He cannot steal the go, Kings, go when it's go, Knights, go. He's got to come up with something else.
Oh, but don't a lot of teams do that with their team?
No.
Yeah, okay.
We're the only ones.
Yes, we are the only ones.
But thank God the Kings beat San Jose.
Yeah.
That was the one and only time we ever cheer for them.
Yeah,
exactly.
So now we're only 10 points behind Calgary, who is first in our division.
Yeah.
Which it's,
oosh, boy, are they ever.
We can still do it. Calgary's hot, though.
Are they ever.
All right,
jeez.
So the King, Knights won last night, so they play tomorrow night. They play Detroit.
Yeah.
Over at the T-Mobile Arena. Hopefully we can keep the streak going, so there you go. Share tickets. We have those to give away. Do that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, John Schaefer is here with news that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. We have these share tickets to give away. She's going to be over at the park. At the Park Theater, Park MGM, from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, if you win, you qualify for the overnight stay for two, Park MGM, which, by the way, we will announce that grand prize winner a little bit later on this morning. So, what we're going to do this morning, all you have to do is identify the movie this clip is from, which Cher starred in.
Yes.
We started looking up and down the list of movies she's been in. And she has won an Academy Award.
Yeah. Nominated a couple of times.
Quite the career on the big screen.
She's a good actress. Really was.
Listen to this clip. Just tell us the movie it's from.
Don't jerk me around. I'm not in the mood. I've had a real crappy day so far. First, I find out that we're in the wrong school district. I got to come down here and play pussyfoot with you.
All right. All you have to do from that movie clip.
Oh,
phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather, and then, of course, start looking with caller number 9-702-739-9636. One more time.
Don't jerk me around. I'm not in the mood. I've had a real crappy day so far. First, I find out that we're in the wrong school district. I got to come down here and play pussyfoot with you.
All right. What movie is that clip from featuring Cher?
Yes.
For a pair of tickets, good luck. Come on. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Cher. All you have to do is identify the movie by title this clip is from featuring Cher.
Don't jerk me around. I'm not in the mood. I've had a real crappy day so far. First, I find out that we're in the wrong school district. I got to come down here and play pussyfoot with you.
Joe, can you tell us what movie that clip is from featuring Cher?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Good job, Joe. Good job.
And like I said before, when we started looking at all the movies she has done, she's had quite the career making movies, won a couple of Oscars.
Yep.
And you are going to go see Classic Cher at the Park Theater, Park MGM.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Plus, you qualified for the overnight stay for two at the Park MGM. We'll announce that a little bit later on this morning. You're in. Have a great time. Hang on the line. We'll take down some details. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It is Friday morning, 7:06. Tomorrow morning, though, we're going to be out at Town Square with the Purple Stride event.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Raising money to hopefully end pancreatic cancer. If you want to join us or even make a donation, you can do that by texting the word to purple. Text the word purple to 702-739-9636. We have quite the team already, but
we
could use a few more people. So if you want to do that, Text the word purple, 702-739-9636. Hopefully we'll see you out there tomorrow morning. Should be a nice weekend for it, too. Sunshine today, a little breezy tomorrow. And on Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s.
Okay.
So it's going to be a nice weekend. Carla will have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning. Do that after AC/DC, Highway to Hell, 96.3 KKLZ.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a massive butterfly migration from Mexico is taking place in California. So tons of butterflies. So they're going to put up a teeny tiny little wall, you know, to keep the little butterfly.
Hey, know what they're going to do?
Hold on, I can't get that.
They're all coming over. National emergency.
Hey, it's a new challenge. I don't know if you saw this yesterday on Twitter and Facebook. It was all over. The Florida Man Challenge. So you Google Florida Man followed by your birthday.
Yeah.
Because there are so many weird things that happen in Florida. My birthday, May 5th. Florida Man interested in getting tased runs through airport in underwear waving nunchucks. That's what happened.
Yeah. And
I don't know what year it was. Yeah, it doesn't. Like a random year might come up, but on your birthday,
And we've talked about this before. There's never a shortage of weird stories coming out of Florida.
There sure is not, Ron, our friend in Florida, who sends us stories once in a while.
That's right.
And, boy, this weekend, New York and Chicago may see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis.
What?
Due to an unusual geomagnetic storm.
Don't you normally have to go, like, to Iceland or Greenland or something
or
like that?
Alaska? Yeah. Not Chicago. What? Was you going to see who? Aurora who? That's your cousin, honey, right? No, that is not my cousin.
We was barbecuing out in the yard.
All of a sudden, Mike thought it was a UFO coming by the house. It's the Aurora Borealis. What was it? The Northern
Borealis.
Lights. Yeah, it's the Northern Lights. Hey. We ain't that far. Northern Lights coming over?
Those people on the south side of Chicago. Hey, the White Sox are playing. I'm not going outside.
We was watching the Bulls game. All of a sudden, this thing flashes.
That's all they need in New York and Chicago. Freaking lights going off and on and stuff like
that. Hey, yo, you know what? I was just getting a pretzel.
Called 911.
We were on Long Island, and let me tell you, hand to God, lights all over the place. All over. I was getting a mani-pedi. All of a sudden, lights all over. Charlie says to me, what the hell is going on with the lights? I said, I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's Friday.
People are going to freak out.
It's Friday. A few things you should know.
One big movie coming out over the weekend, and it's called Us.
Yeah.
Now, this is the guy that put out the movie Get Out.
Yep.
And Jeff Howard, biggest film critic Jeff Howard, going to review Us in about 10 minutes. So stick around for that. It's Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And Jeff, there's really, I think, only one movie that people are looking forward to this weekend.
Oh, a huge movie, Mike. A huge one. This is the follow-up Jordan Peele's movie, Get Out, which was a huge hit for a horror film. He even won the Academy Award for the screenplay. And so there's a lot of expectations for his second film. The wait is finally over. And it's another horror film about a family that visits this beach where the mother of the family, where she grew up as a child, she has a traumatic experience from the past. So when they return there, her worst fears become reality when these four masked strangers descend upon their summer home one evening. And as they fight for survival and their masks come off, they look exactly like them. Jordan Peele has given us this horror film that's about ourselves. There's all kinds of great pop culture references in the movie that's hidden, like Chud, The Goonies. There's just so many incredible pop culture references. You'll be sitting there saying to yourself, wow, it's just amazing how he weaves all this into the story. It's a social commentary, and it also demands multiple viewing. There's so much going on in this film. But overall, on the surface, people were screaming in the theater. It is that intense.
I think Mike and I both watched Get Out, not quite knowing.
I thought it was a goof. I thought it was going to be like Scream or something.
No.
And then when I saw it and then saw that it was up for Academy Awards, I go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw a good movie.
Yeah.
And when you watch Us, remember these actors are playing dual roles. They're playing themselves and also their doppelgangers.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Lupita Nyong'o, she just steals this movie. She has this incredible emotional range. And also, it's horrific. I mean, these doppelgangers are walking around with these giant gold scissors. And it's really violent. So this is a very hardcore rated R horror film. So make sure, don't bring, kids.
Thank you. Follow Jeff Howard on Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
What kind of summer vacation could you take with $10,000?
Oh, please.
A free money. Think about it. Go anywhere you want, really.
Yes.
Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. By the way, earlier this morning, gave away those Cher tickets.
Yeah.
The final pair of Cher tickets. With a grand prize attached to it, a two-night or an overnight stay for two at the Park MGM. So Clark Paris was our winner this morning.
Awesome.
He is the grand prize winner.
Excellent.
Of the overnight stay for two. So he's going to see Cher and spend the night over at the
Park MGM.
Which turns out to be a nice night. Sunshine today, going to be nice today. In fact, over the weekend, tomorrow, for our big Purple Stride event.
Yes, it's going to be really nice.
Looking forward to it. Maybe a little breezy tomorrow morning. Right. High 73 on Sunday. 72 the high. It's about 51 outside right now. By the way, talking about Cher, coming up in entertainment news.
Yeah, she lost something very, very dear to her.
All right, Carla, we'll have her take on that and plus some other stories after Whitesnake and Here I Go Again.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there was the big controversy maybe a month ago or so when it was announced that Kylie Jenner was the youngest self-made billionaire.
Uh-huh.
She says everyone can just shut up because I am self-made. She said there's not a dime in my bank account that is inherited, which could be true because I would imagine if there's anything inherited, he probably waited till a little late. Well, no, I mean, no, because she's a Jenner. So,
Not yet. Sure,
you know what I mean? Like, we
right.
Our parents help us and stuff like that, but...
Yeah. But she wouldn't have that fame if it wasn't for her family.
Right, but the thing is, like, a lot of people are saying, did your family help you go to college? And
no.
Did your,
no.
You know, but a lot of people did. So is that not self-made? Are you did you not get your job yourself? Things like that. I mean, that's her.
Oh, I see
what
you're saying.
No doubt she's made a ton of money off her makeup line and all that stuff, but you are a Jenner / Kardashian by all accounts. Mike, we talked to, and I can't even remember, Jeff Daniels, I think it was.
Yeah.
And
Dumb and Dumber.
Confused with, the other Jeff. What's the other? I know. Well, there's a list of celebrities that came out who get confused for each other.
Right.
And John Stamos and Rob Lowe, and I get it, I don't, but other people do. Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard, I do it all the time. All the time. That's Ron Howard's daughter.
Oh, okay.
And Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry, they look exactly alike. Yeah. But, and Jeff Daniels said, because we asked him.
And then,
I can't remember which one it was.
I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
But then he said after a while, he just gets used to it, so he goes with it.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Now let me move on.
Yes. And Cher, by God, she is absolutely crushed. She took to Twitter yesterday. She lost her favorite T-shirt. She says it's a, quote, black studded rhinestone shirt with a white pirate on it. I've had it 30 to 40 years.
Yeah.
She says, I'm asking St. Anthony to get involved because he finds everything. So maybe he will find her shirt for her. It's a cool shirt, actually. She posted some pictures. It was
pretty
cool.
Hate to be her assistant.
I know. Ah, geez. Where is her shirt? Where's Cher's shirt? Where is it? She's not leaving without it.
And it's always that one. I know pirates. Everybody has that one shirt that they just love. It fits perfectly.
Yes.
And you've had it. You have history with this shirt.
Yes.
And one day, for whatever reason, and it might be on purpose because your better half might say, while it's old, it's ripped, I'm throwing it away. And it's gone.
I know. I hope she didn't go through a breakup. And he said, you know what? I'm taking the studded rhinestone shirt with the pirate.
Oh, here it comes, Morty.
Yeah, exactly. like the Edge trimmer. You moved into an apartment.
I got you, an Edge trimmer.
Oh, I know. And it works fabulously.
Thank you.
I've used it, by the way. And I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, anyhow, that's my painfully deep take.
Hey, you had mentioned, what was it yesterday? The lottery, the Powerball.
Yes.
No winners.
No winners.
Morty hit the streets and asked people, what's the one stupid thing that you would buy if you won that kind of money?
Right.
All right, we're going to air that. Do that after Journey and Don't Stop Believing. Our producer, Morty, hits the streets once a week just trying to get a pulse of what people
are
thinking and doing and... So we were talking about the lottery, the Powerball lottery, which is up to what, 400?
$625 million.
Wow. So the last drawing was Wednesday. They have another one, tomorrow?
Right, tomorrow night. You lost, I take it.
You know what? I didn't even check my ticket.
Well, nobody won, so you didn't win that anyhow. Now, you might have won a couple million, you know, with just five numbers.
Yeah.
Or four numbers, you could have won a few thousand.
Well, the good news is I got tickets for us, so we're good.
You did?
I did.
Good.
Nice job.
He's not going to tell us if no, I did not win, but I'm not working for
Morty?
You guys anymore. We're not working together.
I own you now. All right, so Morty hit the streets earlier in the week, and here was the question.
If you won the lottery, what stupid things would you buy with the money?
I'd buy a lifetime supply of gift certificates from Cinnabon.
Okay, so if you won the lottery, aside from, you know, the normal things like buying a house, taking care of your family, and whatever... what stupid things would you spend the money on as well?
I would buy a house and just have one room dedicated to a giant ball pit, kind of similar to what they have at Chuck E. Cheese, but I wouldn't have to worry about little kids coughing and sneezing and pooping in their pants and their diapers falling off. I could just enjoy the ball pit with a couple beers while watching TV. It would be amazing.
Yeah, this guy thought way too hard about it.
Boy, he sure did.
But here's the thing. We all have, even if you don't admit, we all have, like, thought about something we would spend stupid money on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The gift cards for Cinnabon?
Yeah,
I know. I like that. That was great.
I would buy Cinnabon.
Great, man.
All right, here's some more of that.
If you woke up the next morning and you found out you won the lottery, what stupid things would you buy with the money?
If I won the lottery, besides my home with the fully sized movie theater, bar with the very attractive 20-something-year-old bartender, and my slide to make it from the second floor to the first floor, and my 12-car garage filled with nothing but classic muscle cars, probably buy me party buses on the strip, because very few women can resist that pole in the middle once the music and drinks start going.
If you won the lottery...
Wait a second, stop right there. What world is that guy living in?
I guess
the one that could buy for $6 million.
Yeah,
I got
or $600 million.
I got news for you, guy. That was me on the pole. That's a 50-year-old, 5-foot-tall broad hanging from a pole. That's what that is.
All right, one more here, two more.
What stupid things would you buy with the money? I'm not talking about like normal things like a new home or a new car. I'm talking about stupid things.
I would build a basement into whatever house that I just bought, and then I would turn it into the Fortress of Solitude. You would walk down and you would be in the fortress like it is in the Superman movies. I would have displays of Superman costumes. It would be like you're transported into a Superman movie, and then there would be a giant big screen and only one seat just for me.
Duh, I'm buying more lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You guys wonder why I'm not married? Hello.
That guy was wearing a Superman shirt, by the way.
Exactly.
So.
I think that, whatever.
That single guy was wearing a Superman t-shirt.
Dude, all of those answered. I'd buy a new hip. Yeah. How about that?
Morty, good job. Good job, Morty. All right. Family four back down to Disneyland.
Yes.
Your last chance to win. Do that in about 6 minutes.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's always a new challenge coming out.
Yes, there is.
I think we've mentioned this before. Earlier in the morning, the newest online craze called the Florida Man Challenge. If you haven't heard about this, this is where you Google the term Florida Man, followed by your birthday. Then you find a Florida man story that happened on that day and post it on social media.
Here.
Not much of a challenge, but.
No, it's not, Mike. And mine was for May 5th. Florida man interested in getting tased runs through airport in underwear waving nunchucks. For your birthday, okay. Mike, April 4, Florida man, 71, accused of repeatedly exposing himself at eateries, placed on house arrest.
Nice.
There you go. That's all you do. Put in your birth date, just the month and day.
Yeah.
Florida man, you'll get a crazy story.
That's the big challenge.
That's how we do the other news.
Wow.
We'll be now.
All right. So a 19-year-old kid in New York stole a cab. Earlier in the week, tried to drive to a Six Flags theme park in New Jersey. Didn't realize it was still closed for the winter.
Oopsie.
Gotta check these things out.
And I stole a car. What do we always say?
If you're going to, rob somebody or
if you're going to execute a crime, do it properly.
To plan it out.
Jeez.
So he's facing charges for receiving stolen property.
Oh, my gosh.
Driving a cab.
Wow. Well, here's a couple stories might help you guys out. A new survey found the average American's spends 11 hours in bed each day, either sleeping or doing stuff just in bed. A lot of people get in bed and watch TV.
Right.
They read. So if you do the math, that means you'll spend about 36 years of your life in bed.
Oh.
God, that sounds... Wow. Okay.
Gee, how lazy are we?
I know. I mean, if that's to do something really fun, okay. But, wow. But also, guys, I just wanted to let you know, of course, March Madness going on right
now.
Yes. You guys... For you, this week is the biggest, has always been, well, since all these tournaments started, for vasectomies. There will be more vasectomies done this week than any other week in the year because you guys decide you'll get it done. I'm going to watch the games, man. All I have to do is heal. I'm going to watch the games. And guys choose to get it done this week. So they,
What I would think.
You'd do the Masters.
For me, I would do the Masters.
Yeah, but that's good.
You know, have it done on a Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday.
And there's a lot less, woohoo, ow,
You just sit there and go.
Yeah, you just leave the peas there in your lap, right? And you do the golf clap. That was good, Mike. That was very good.
Thank you.
Right
I've had
there.
Practice. So.
It is Friday before vacation. That is your other news.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Normally, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story. Here we have our little song. Had to change it up a little bit because the good news, the feel-good story this morning is announcing our grand prize winner for the Disneyland vacation.
Excellent.
All right. So, we have Connie Muscata on the phone. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. I'll bet you're going to be better in a little bit, though.
I mean, you already have the family four-pack to go to Disneyland. But guess what, Connie? You're the grand prize winner.
Oh, my God. Woo! You guys, this is the best news all week long because this week has been a week from hell.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, Connie, that's
this is gonna be
so glad.
So awesome. You got a two-night stay at one of their beautiful Disneyland Resort hotels. 4 3-day, one park per day tickets for the entire family of four. You're going to have such a good time. So wipe away the tears.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself.
And Connie, let me tell you, Morty and I already spoke to Donald and Daisy and Mickey and Minnie and Chip and Dale. And they know that you'll be heading down there. So they'll take good care of you.
They will. Thank you. I cannot believe it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I know.
You're having a rough week, and that's a good way to wrap it up,
That is an excellent way. Yeah. Yes.
So she will enjoy her Disneyland vacation.
I should say Morty tried to call them, and they wouldn't take our call. So
I'm
we left
sure
a message
wouldn't.
And said, listen, Connie's coming.
Oh, boy.
Chip? Yeah, Mickey? Hello, is Mickey there?
I'll wait for her. Come on down, Connie. I'm ready.
See, we got him.
Just don't tell Minnie.
She's standing next to him, shaking her head.
All right. You're ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by The M Resort. And that could get away any day. New Marquee Rewards members get up to $300 in free play. See Marquee Rewards Center for details. Hey, this morning, before we wrap things up, found out that anybody, even big celebrities, lose their favorite shirt, like Cher.
Jeez.
Yeah.
She had it for 32 years.
So like she said like 30 to 40 years.
Can't find it.
Nope. Doesn't know what happened to it. So if you see her shirt, let her know.
Morty found out some of the stupid things people would buy if they win Powerball was $600 million. We're going to post that audio on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page because there's some pretty stupid
stuff.
One guy
just wants a vat of balls. Jeez. Okay. All right.
And normally I wouldn't mention this, but and if you haven't been able to tell, Carla's been in a bad mood all this morning because UNR got beat yesterday in the NCAA tournament.
A Florida man.
Yeah.
Let's
see, you
not
shouldn't
even
have taken the Florida man challenge.
Yeah. Stupid.
That's who beat
Florida. You know what? Anybody who lives here or anywhere else, if you're listening from Florida, so mature.
They had such a great season again.
They did.
But they got knocked out.
Just blow it.
All right.
Man.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep a company throughout the workday. And, of course, Foreigner tickets. She'll have those to give away a little bit later on this morning at about 11:40. We are off on vacation all next week. Bob Bishop going to be filling in. Morty will be here. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of you. So make sure you do have a great weekend. By the way, tomorrow, join us for It's Never Too Late.
No.
For the Purple Stride event. You want more info, log on to our website, or better yet, just text the word purple to 702-739-9636.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.